Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Keeping It Real with DJ Gatsby. To new Blog Talk Radio show, spin off from Who's Who and Ask American Lit. It's the first Friday. We're on the air at 6:30. You know, God bless everybody that's tuning in. Before we get to that, I want to welcome my guest. Her name is Arthur. Athena Dent. Athena Dent from Yacht Community. Athena, you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. Thanks for being on time, baby. Listen, as everybody know, it's DJ Gatsby, of course, Reverend Lent, been around a long time doing Blog Talk Radio. It's also public access television. We got a new show, new audience, looking at a new demographic. We're trying to do things a little bit different here. First of all, I want to say, you know, happy Friday to everybody. And I hope you're getting yourself all ready for Thanksgiving, which is next week. But before we get the show started, you know, I got a little music clip. I got to give a shout out to Tony and Rock a Little Music. Athena, we'll be right back with you, okay?
All right, then. Thank you.
All right, keep it where it's at. Keeping it real with DJ Gatsby. And my guest is Miss Athena Dent.
Play this record as frequently as possible. Then, as it becomes easier for you, play the record once a day or as needed.
Thank you very much. Once again, you already know it is DJ Gatsby. I had to do my little DJ thing to introduce the show. But once again, we're here with celebrated author Athena Dent. She's from Yonkers, New York. Author of quite a few books. We're going to talk about a couple of those, as well as some temporary things, some hot topics, things that are trending in the news and around the world today. But Athena, once again, welcome to the show, my sister.
Good evening, everybody. How are you? I'm very happy to be a part of your radio show for the first time, Jeff. Thank you for having me as a guest.
All right. Well, those of you who don't know, you have been on the show before, haven't you?
Actually, no. This is my first time. I met you 3 years ago at the Yonkers River Festival, which is an outdoor festival that takes place every year in September in Yonkers, New York. I was there as a vendor. And I was there with my two books at the time, Silk and One of a Kind Love. And you was there walking around. You came by my table and, you know, we were talking and you told me about yourself. And I decided to give you a copy of my book, Silk, autographed, of course.
Yes, you did. Yeah. Thank you for that. Yeah, and that was the beginning of a fantastic friendship. We've actually worked together promoting your books. I've done reviews. I've read the two that you mentioned. But you also have two brand new books that I actually have copies of as well. Thank you again. I didn't get a chance
to
read
those.
Oh, you're
quite welcome.
We're going to discuss
Absolutely.
We're going to discuss those books. I think the first one is Francesca's Journey. And the other one, I don't have it right in front of me, but what is the title of the second book?
Well, actually, the second book is a sequel to the book that you read, Silk. And I just want to say thank you for making Silk Book of the Month 2 years ago. I was very, very happy about that and actually surprised, too. The sequel to Silk is called Emerging Cocoon.
Okay, that's the other book. So it's Emerging Cocoon and Francesca's Journey. We're going to talk about both of those books really quick. But again, you said we met a few years ago, and we hit it off. And actually,
yes, we
I've
did,
been,
actually.
I've been a fan of your work and following you. Now, you've done a lot of promoting and events this year, promoting your new book and your past books. What are some of the places that you've been in New York promoting your books this year?
Well, you know, I was actually very, very excited, very blessed to have been able to publish two new books this year. Francesca's Journey, I finished about a year ago. And, you know, it took me a while to get it published, but, you know, I was able to find a great publishing company, and they really, really helped me really just structure it the right way, especially for the project that I'm using it for. And, you know, I've done a lot of different expos and venues. I actually was able to have the opportunity to go back out in New Jersey for the third annual IABX Book Expo. Great, great organizer and coordinator, Renee Smith. She invited me out again. Had a great time. A lot of vendors and great, great authors, you know, was well in attendance. And I was able to do the Yonkers River Fest this year, which was pretty awesome. Yes, mm-hmm. yes, it was pretty awesome this year. And, you know, I really got to just meet a lot of great people who love writing, they're inspired to write. I met people who want to write, are writing, they have stuff written, but it's sitting in a drawer, they don't know what to do with it, you know. So I enjoy just giving a lot of advice and suggestions on how to complete their work.
Yeah, and that's really important that authors who have actually been through the process, written a book, published a book, and actually, you know, promoted it and went through the process of being an author. And there's a lot more to it than just writing a book. There's a process of actually being an author, getting out, meeting people, and promoting your books. So it's really important that, seasoned authors, or rather veteran authors, kind of reach out to or acknowledge young people who want to be a part of the writing industry. So, you know, kudos to you for doing that. We're going to talk more about your book, but I got to give a real quick shout out to Elva Nelson Hayes. She's an author turned film producer. She just had a screening for her latest movie, What's in a Name, based on a book that she wrote called The Unnamed. So big shout out to Elva Nelson Hayes and everybody out there in the Bay Area supporting her with her new movie, What's in a Name. Also want to give some birthday shout-outs to Sharon Derry, New Shell, or Manhattan. I don't know where she's at right now. And also author Jay Jones. So happy birthday, Sharon. Happy birthday, Jay Jones. And also kudos to Elva Nelson Hayes on the release of your movie and the successful screening out there in California. All right, now, anybody wants to know about your previous books, think if they're available at your website, and we'll go over that website in a few minutes. We want to talk about Francesca's Journey really quick because we want to talk about two of your books. We want to talk about Francesca's Journey, and I'm going to read the synopsis real quick. It says, Francesca's Journey is a story that deals with an issue, foster care that occurs in the lives of everyday people all over the world. This fascinating and complex story brings to the forefront a way of life that many, many children are living every day, yet have we accepted this way of life, or is it still a stigma? This is up to the individual. We are born into this world not knowing the journey that we have ahead of us. Choices, decisions, and questions are the different stops that we make along the way. Being a little girl, Francesca, may not have thought about these things. Yet her life takes her on a journey that will be hers, but not hers alone. And Athena asks the question at the end, does Francesca's beginning become her end? Tell us a bit about this book and why our listeners should go out and purchase your latest book, Francesca's Journey.
Well, that book, I have made it a mission. I wrote that 2 years ago, and I knew exactly why I wanted to write it, my purpose for it, and hoping that it definitely would get in the hand of the masses. I was a social worker for 12 years. 8 years, I worked with foster care families. And as a child welfare specialist, I didn't just go into the homes visiting children, making sure their well-being was stable. I was in court sometimes 4 times a week as an advocate for that child. I made quarterly visits to their school, making sure their grades were up, they got the intervention that they needed. And also, I had to plan with the bio parents, parents who were planning to get their children out of foster care. And then on top of that, there was just a mound of paperwork. So from that experience, and to this day, there's still over 450 children still in foster care in this country. So for me, from that experience, and, you know, I love kids. I, from all the way up from infancy to teenagehood, I just really wanted to write a book to use it as a source of inspiration, to increase literacy in public schools, but also for homeschooling, after school programs and group homes, and also to really inspire young people and to teach them to be much more sensitive and compassionate towards their peers, not even knowing that they may be foster children themselves.
Wow, very interesting book. I had no idea what that was about. I told you I got the books, so didn't get a chance to read them or even take a look. I wanted to hear firsthand from you exactly what the books were about. Now, I've got a couple people online, their chat line that's trying to get in. They can't call. Natasha Cotton, a friend of mine from Newburgh, New York, is on the line saying that she wished she had heard about the show sooner. She says, congratulations to you, Athena, on your publishing and other accomplishments. So,
thank you so much.
Yeah, she's listening.
Oh, well, Natasha, if you are listening, thank you so much. And, you know, if you are a person who's writing, you know, the sky is the limit. Don't limit yourself to how you can express yourself and never knowing who you can touch with your writing. So just take one day at a time, one sentence at a time, and, you know, you never know what's going to happen at the end of your journey.
Wow. All right, big shout out to Natasha Cotton. I think she's up in Orlando right now from Newburgh, New York. Okay, and then thanks for those words of inspiration from you as well, Athena. Also, we have on the line, thanks to my man, George Diane Cash. He's an author with WBMG Publishing. Mr. Cash, you on the line? He may have his call on mute. A lot of times callers do that. But, Mr. Cash, if you are there, Athena's waiting to hear your question and or comment about her book. Anyway, we'll get back to that, brother. Athena, thank you for taking the time to talk about that book. Once again, it's Keeping It Real with DJ Gatsby. It's a new Black Talk Radio show that's contemporary adult Black talk radio. You know, we're not just the same old average radio state show that just wants to entertain you and make you laugh. And leave with, you know, not having learned nothing, not having enlightened you in any kind of way. And that's exactly what we're planning on doing with this show. It's our first show out the gate. And our guest is Athena Dent from Yonkers, New York. And Athena, once again, welcome to the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me, Jeff. Pretty cool.
Right.
Pretty cool. Thank you.
So, Athena, now we're going to talk about the second book that you just released. Now, I need to know that you released both of these books at the same time. And this Emerging Cocoon is the book. Okay.
Well, you know,
it's the sequel to Silk.
Mm-hmm.
It's the sign. Let me cut you off. But Emerging Cocoon is the
sequel.
No,
it's okay. No problem.
It's the sequel to Silk, the original book that you had just written and were promoting when we met a few years ago.
Right, and the book that you loved and actually made it Book of the Month. And I was sure. I was just very humbled by that. I really was. You know, when people really appreciate your work and really see the authenticity of your story, you know, that's a pretty big deal. So I just want to say thank you for that. You know, to me, that's like an award. That's like the Pulitzer Award. So I appreciate you really liking my story, really getting to know the five women in the book. And I really wanted to continue their story because the book is about friendship. So in the new book, Emerging Cocoon, they decide to take a trip to a country, Belize. And in this trip, that's when the secrets, the lies, and all of the different things that people experience in friendship are displayed. So this book, I am just very, very, it really just poured out how these women transition in within their friendship. But at the same time, they each are individually going through their own personal life situations. So those of you who read Silk, you must get Emerging Cocoon. Because the reason why I titled it Emerging Cocoon is kind of in transparency as to why I titled my original book Silk. If you understand the process of a silkworm, how they go from a worm to a butterfly, that's the same transformation that friendships go through. Regardless whether you're a man or female or a child, you go through different stages within that friendship. So this is the same thing that Margaret, Joy, Sylvia, Jenny, they all go through this within the friendship. So when you pick up the book and you start reading, you're going to be like, now I understand why she titled it Emerging Cocoon.
Wow, that's a fascinating analogy that you just shared with us, and I've never looked at it that way, but friendships and even relationships actually go through various stages. So, yeah, I get that. I get that totally. I get that. You know, I got my man, Anayam Cash. I'm going to give him another chance, see if he's on the line and ready to talk to you. 1 second.
Sure.
George Cash, you on the line, my brother?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
All right, all right. Thank you for actually picking up. We tried to get you in on the call a few minutes ago.
No, I was listening to the conversation.
Okay. Well, anyway, man, thanks for calling in. You have a question or comment for Athena Dent?
I just have basically congratulations for her. I mean, she's doing good work, and she's an inspiration to me because you know that I'm fairly new in the game, and I just love listening to other authors and, you know, how their process works in their head and the stories that's inside of them, because I'm always being asked now, how do you start writing? And that's, I don't really know how to answer that question. I mean, I guess in first grade is how you start writing. But congratulations to you.
Thank you,
lady.
Mr. Cash. Thank you.
Please keep up the good work, because you're in a direction that's kind of hard for me. I'm trying to sort myself out with that motivational stuff and inspirational stuff that you do and these stories that you weave.
Yes.
Pretty fascinating. You're very talented.
Thank you. And can I just offer some words of encouragement?
Sure.
Sure.
That's what you do, right?
Thank you so much. You know, for me, it's about sharing. You know, mm-hmm. there's that saying that we teach our children, sharing is caring. But it's also my way of giving back. When I first started writing, you know, and I tried to get a book deal for the first 2 years, and I have over 50 rejection letters, and I stopped crying after the first three, and I have mm-hmm. them in an envelope, and that was my inspiration. And then when I met my second husband, he said, why don't you just do it yourself? And mm-hmm. with the little money that I had, and mind you, I just want to let you know, I wrote my first 4 screenplays on a Word, a brother's word processor. I just got my first computer yesterday. For the first time, I bought myself a laptop because I couldn't afford it. I finished and graduated college on a Smith Corona typewriter. So my thing is, whatever it is that you want to do, you can do it. And my thing is, whatever your inspiration is, that is for you. Don't compare yourself to other writers. Everybody is different. We all have a different aura. We all have a different level of creativity. You have to write at your own pace. You have to write when the creativity is there. Me, I write when it's there. I'm not what they call a shut-in writer, people who pick a day, they shut in for 8 hours, 6 hours, they write straight for those hours, and then they're done. I write when the creativity is there. And I say, don't put so much pressure on yourself. Just write. Get three legal pads and just write. And then once you've got it down on paper, go back over it again because you're going to make changes. Every book that I've done, even though I finished the first draft, when I went back over it a second time, I took stuff out, I added stuff in. So, again, it's that process of making your story better because your ideas are going to change as time goes on to make your story better. And then once once you're done, you get it edited. And don't shortchange yourself. You find the best publisher that's going to nurture you. I'm very, very thankful for BookRocker because they really nurtured my structure of my two new books, not like the other publishing companies didn't do. So that I just want to say to you, you know, don't underestimate yourself. And as you grow as a writer, don't be afraid to write different genres because the next book that I'm going to be working on is a mystery book. And okay, that was actually a dare by my husband.
Surprising.
Yes.
That's surprising, right? Yeah.
Yes, because James Patterson, he was doing a contest online, and basically the winner would get to be a co-author with him. So one night my husband says, "You don't know how to write mysteries books." I said, "Really?" I said, "Never tell anybody what they can't do." I sat up for 2 hours until 2 a.m, and I wrote a rough draft, and I'm going to finish it. Yeah, so it's all about what you feel your capabilities are.
Well, that's interesting that you given that information to George Cash. For those out there that are listening, he actually is an author.
No, I know he is. I know he is. I'm very aware of who he is.
And you're talking to my publisher right now. That's nurturing.
Yeah, I'm actually a publisher with WBMG Publishing. He's one of my authors. So
I know, yes, I know exactly. But you know what? And I know you're an author, but guess what? You're still going to go through that process because whether it's your first, third, or 10th book, you're going to continue to grow as an author and to make your stories better than the last one. And like I said, don't be afraid to try to write a different genre because you would be surprised.
Fearless, believe me, I'm fearless.
Yeah, so that's a beautiful thing to be fearless because when you're fearless, you wind up being your best, and you can't be nothing less than your best when you're fearless. So,
absolutely.
Mr. Cash, I know I actually am very, very aware of your book, and congratulations to you also. And I wish you many, many more stories to come.
Thank you very much, and
wow.
Thank you.
That was very, very nice. Thank you for sharing those words of encouragement.
You're welcome,
brother. I'm sure you appreciate it.
Mm-hmm, I do.
Another caller on the line, a call from the 917. Let me see what it says. Caller, you have a question or comment for Athena Dent? Yes, hello, caller. Calling from 917 area code in New York.
Oh, yeah, I apologize. I'm just calling in just now. I know it's a bit late, but I was trying to catch the show and got kind of past time, and my name is Jerome Livingston, by the way, and I just wanted to get an idea to listen to DJ Gaspy's show, and I look forward to tuning in next Wednesday.
All right. Well, Mr. Livingston, man, thanks for tuning into the show. We're definitely on the air Wednesday nights at 6:30 and Friday nights at 6:30. Tonight, I guess, Athena Dent, she's an author of 4 books, talking about her latest books. And she just gave some very good information on my man, George Nyan Cash, about writing and how to go about the process. If you've been listening, you have a comment or a question for author Athena Dent before we go?
No, unfortunately, I wasn't able to listen. I just tuned in.
Okay.
But hopefully I'll be able to catch her another time or either on your blog.
Yeah, you definitely go to the blog. It's in the archives to check out all the shows. Once again, everybody, it's DJ Gatsby keeping it real radio, WBMG Radio. We're in the building. It's our first show Friday night live. I'm excited. I'm hyped up. My man, Mr. Livingston, just called in. George Cash, we got Athena Dent in the building talking about everything that she's done. Athena, before you go, I got to ask you a few questions. You know the show is going to be about various topics. We just elected a new president. What do you feel about the election of President Trump, and how do you feel that's going to affect black people with his presidency over the next 4 years?
Well,
the presidency was just a joke between the both of them, you know, so I had no real feelings for neither one of them. But Trump, I don't know how he done it, but we just got to deal with him for the next 4 years. It would have been okay if we didn't have a president for those 4 years.
All right, so Athena, same question to you. What do you feel about the Trump presidency, and what do you think that means to black people over the next 4 years?
Well, I was talking to my husband on Sunday, which was 2 days before the election, and I basically told him that Trump was going to win. And, of course, he had his opinion. His opinion was that he wasn't, but I knew that he was. Because what I looked at, and the thing is, when I make an assessment of things, I look at the whole picture, the different dynamics and how something is affected. I looked at the past year and a half.
Okay.
Of the campaign, but also just the history of this country. And see, I think that's really where it starts. You really just can't look at the campaign. You have to look at people's demeanor, their opinions, their actions.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to look at the social. You have to look at the socioeconomic culture. You have to look at race, religion. All of those things are into play. Uh-huh. And when I broke all of that down and I saw also the makeup of Donald Trump and the makeup of Hillary Clinton and how certain things played out in the election, I knew that he was going to win. It's unfortunate that what happens, you know, with us as human beings, you know, and we should be able, just like children, be able to get along. Despite you being different, because we're all different, but we're the same. And unfortunately, because the thing is, you have to understand that. No. And lastly, I just want
to
say very briefly, the thing is, you have a certain culture where people want things to remain the same. And there is a fear of change. You have a very large majority of people that do not like change. And even if that meant that being inclusive.
Well, you think change is basically racism and equality is what they don't like. Not so much change, it's just equality and respect for the other, for different races and cultures. That's basically what that is. That's not change. That's just, you know, that's just respect
But it is change, because if Barack Obama was able to become president for 8 years, that was about change. Because over the history of this country, the president has always been a Caucasian European male. So now we had to ask ourselves,
I really wanted a short answer, and I don't want to cut you off.
I understand. So
I just wanted a quick blurb about what you think
absolutely.
About the presidency. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's unfortunate that we have the kind of person that was elected as president, because he doesn't have the mind frame of respect, inclusion, and also being able to make logical decisions as a president governing the United States.
You said it very, very nicely. Other people call him racist, a bigot, and a sexist. Somebody who doesn't respect women. Anyway, Tusu and that American Lit, the Keeping It Real segment, DJ Gas, we got author Athena Dent in the building. I didn't mean to cut you off about that, your statement.
Not at all. Because guess what? That kind of question is not easy. That question is not easy to answer quickly.
So listen,
I understand.
I personally for Donald Trump, I think it means a lot of changes politically. It's going to mean changes, you know, with some of the laws and some of the other things and programs and services that we have in the country that are all optional depending on the administration that we have. As far as the level of hate and discrimination, things like that are probably going to increase. We've seen it already. And I also see protests against his presidency. And that's my short answer to what we got to look for. But again, it's been a thin dent, and we're here at Keeping It Real, WBMG Radio. Thanks to my man George Cash calling in. Also, thanks you for Mr. Livingston coming in. And online, man, big shout-out to Cat Gray, Cotton Campbell, Celia Lorette, Latasha Cotton, Lorraine Carey, Sharon Bell, my man Van Silk, also Lorraine Carey and everybody that called in, Vanessa Green. Thank you all the guys that were online chatting with me doing the show. And also want to give a big shout out to everybody that's going to come on the show. We have our guests lined up. Next Wednesday we have author Etha Watts Hicks on November 23rd. She's calling from New York City. We have Lorraine Carey and Becky Robbins on December 16th. That's a Friday. And we also have author LaTanya Branham on December 21st. And tons of other authors, writers, publishers, people in the book business. We got some comedians coming on. We got musician, jazz musician, Grammy and nominated jazz musician Doc Powell is going to be on the show. And author George Cash is going to be back on the show talking about his new book entitled The Prison Life. It's a series talking about life in the prisons and some of the things that you go through as a prison inmate. And, you know, we just got a lot going on, really. We got a lot going on. Athena, it's only
yes,
a 30-minute show. We're going to have to shut it down in a minute. Is there anything you want to say, last words, to all of those people that called in, the ones that are on the chat line and who may have not heard of you, who may have not read any of your books? You know, what do you got to say to those people that are out there?
Well, I just want to just thank everybody who was trying to call in. I want to thank you for having me on your show. It's been a great 30 years being a creative artist. Over the 30 years, I've learned, I've grown, I've educated myself about the business, and I'm just looking forward to just exploring and creating new stories for the masses. And one of the things that I'm very, very happy about that I'm doing with Francesca's Journey, I'm actually traveling around the country with it. I've already started in the county where I live. I've met with 3 superintendents and 5 principals. I'm working on getting that book into classrooms, after school programs, and group homes to really just empower, encourage our children to have more positive mind frame and to have more love in their hearts for their peers. So Francesca's Journey is coming to a school near you. So I'm very, very happy about that. And I just want to thank everybody for supporting my work. And I hope you'll go out and purchase Francesca's Journey and Emerge Cocoon. The holidays are coming up. It makes a great gift. Thank you so much, everybody. I appreciate it. Thank you.
I'm speaking again from Yonkers, New York. Thank you for calling in. And I want to remind everybody, Athena has 4 books that are out. Silk, One of a Kind Love, Francesca's Journey, and Emerging Cocoon. She's also has a few other books that will be coming out very soon. Lady A, The Life of a Teddy Bear, and another book called The Beginning. So make sure you get copies of her latest books. They can be purchased at Barnes & Noble and also at booklocker.com. And you can follow Athena Dent on social media as well. I guess it's Facebook, maybe Twitter and Instagram, I'm not sure. But you can contact me, inbox me at Facebook, follow me on Twitter and Instagram as well, at DJ Gatsby X. Athena, thanks again for coming on. I really appreciate it. It's kind of short notice. I'm sorry we didn't get a chance to elaborate on some of the things that you wanted to talk about or, you know, the conversation about Donald Trump. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but we were trying to wrap up.
No, not at all. That's fine.
So,
no problem.
I'm still learning. I'm a work in progress, guys, not finished with me yet, so please be patient. Next time
absolutely.
You come on,
same here. Same here. God is not finished with
better.
Me at all. So, and let me tell you, kudos to you, Mr. Jeff. You're just doing a fantastic job with your radio show. I've been following you from the day that we've met, and you definitely
you.
Have your mission. and you're doing an absolutely great job also with your charity work that you do with the organizations when you come up to the East. So, listen, shout out to you all.
That's it. 12 years with
exactly.
them.
Exactly. Absolutely. So, listen, we're both doing our creative work that we've been blessed with. So, just keep on easing down the road.
Yeah, thank you for mentioning that. I did do a great job with the Alzheimer's Association in New York. I went to 5 counties doing about 6 events. We raised over $4 million this year with the Alzheimer's Association.
Wonderful.
Over the Lower
that's
Hudson
wonderful.
Valley. Yeah, definitely. And also want to give
absolutely.
A big shout-out to the Broward County, Florida Democratic Association. I worked with them tirelessly, DJing events and hosting events, trying to raise awareness about the election and get the people to come out and vote. We did a great job, and the people that I worked with down here in Broward County Democratic Party, also to the black organization that's down here, Black Democratic Organization, can't think of the name off the top of my head. They've done a lot of work. We actually won Southern Florida for Hillary, but we didn't get the election. But you know, big shout out to everybody who followed me in the Alzheimer's Association and worked with me with the Democratic Party trying to get Hillary Clinton elected. Don't forget, next week, it's very important, Wednesday, November 23rd, I guess it's going to be Eartha Watts Hicks, a very prominent author from Harlem, New York, fantastic talent. You don't want to miss that show, 6:30, right here. You'll look for the advertising promotions on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram about her appearance, but that's Eartha Watts Hicks. She's going to be on Keeping It Real. Next one is November 23rd with your man, DJ Gatsby. So, Athena, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Mr. Gatsby. I call you Jeff.
you call me Jeff, Mr. Gatsby. I'm looking forward to reading the books. As you know, DJ Gatsby's book club is in full effect, over 5,000 members on Facebook. All the books we get, we read and review, posting our reviews to Amazon.com as well as Goodreads. So look for the reviews of Emerging Cocoon and Francesca's Journey real soon. Athena?
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you so much, Jeff. I love you too. And listen, just keep up the positive, beautiful work that you're doing. And we will be touching bases again. Take care, everybody. Thank you.
All right, good night, Athena. Good talk to everybody that's tuning in and that's listening. You're talking in. Listen, everybody, thanks for tuning in and listening to Keep It Real with DJ Gatsby. Don't forget to follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Follow my Facebook pages for information on the talk show with DJ Gatsby. That's my public access television show, as well as all the new books released by WBMG Publishing. That's the book publishing company that I run. And also, WhoSoldThatAmericanLit.com, the website where you get all the information about the latest books and the best in African American literature. Peace, God bless you, and have a good night.